So today, again, topic is how to choose the right email service provider. But what is an email service provider? And I want to make the distinction between an email service provider and a CRM. Now, some coexist in the same platform, but they are different entities, like like HubSpot and Nimble, and some of those tools are, they lead with the CRM piece of it. Other email service providers, like MailChimp and, some of those are absolutely just an email service provider, and they really don't have a CRM. A CRM functionality is a customer platform where you can physically see your customer details and things of that nature. I'm going to give you some examples of that in just a minute, but I just wanted to make the differentiation between the two. And what we're really focused in on for everybody is making sure you have at a minimum an email service provider. If, a CRM comes with it, then that's just a bonus. But at a minimum, you need an email service provider because it's a tool that allows you to collect the email addresses of those who want to either purchase or opt into something that in this case, we're talking about opting into your freebie. It also makes it possible for you to store and manage those email addresses so that then you can send out targeted email marketing campaigns to your people and that you don't have to like copy and paste email addresses into an Excel spreadsheet and email people one off. That is not effective and you don't want that. So we definitely need to make sure you guys have a good, solid email service provider. So I want to share my journey with you real quick because I think it's pertinent in the context of how I had to evolve. And I would bet some of you are in this decision-making process right now where, which one do you choose? And so when I started with AWeber back in the day, and AWeber has been slow, in my opinion, to kind of evolve with a robust marketing tool. So when I made the decision to move and I needed more and I needed, some more functionality, I went to the totally other end of the spectrum. And that was probably about seven, eight years ago. And then there wasn't as many options as there are today. But I went from AWeber, which was kind of like a great beginning tool, to Infusionsoft, or what I lovingly call Confusionsoft. And that has been a huge journey for me and for the team, multiple teams now, one to learn that tool, implement the functionality that it had. I feel like we only scraped the surface of it because it was so confusing to try to use and learn and, leverage. It's a great tool in the context of, all that it does, but it was cumbersome and difficult, and it took up a lot of time and energy. I had one guy on my team, Joseph, who was dedicated exclusively to managing the campaigns and, sending emails and all this stuff that went with it. And it was a lot. I mean, it was a full-time job for him. But that's, again, okay, we nailed all that, had somebody doing all that. But really what made me decide to leave Infusionsoft was one core thing, and it was email deliverability. And this has been a big battle that I've been fighting for about 2 years now. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the fact that, a lot of people, when they're signing up for freebies, will use a Gmail account versus their real email address. Or they, many, to myself to be included, may use Gmail to pull in their primary email addresses. So when that happens, there's three different tabs at the top of the Gmail inbox. There's the primary tab, there's social, and there's promotions. And I couldn't for the life of me get out of the promotion folder. So I don't know about you guys, and feel free to jump in and let me know. Does anybody look in their promotion folder? The only time I look in the promotion folder is usually like you know, if I'm expecting an email and it didn't come into my inbox, I'll go check the spam folder out and see if, you know, it's in there. But for the most part, I totally ignore my promotions folder. And so I bet you're probably in the same boat where, yeah, I don't really pay any attention to my promotions folder. So our deliverability or our open rates, let me restate that, our open rates just continued to plummet. And so I was like, this is crazy. What are we going to do? So Rhonda and the team really dug into doing research on all of the, you know, what are our options? Which one should we check? I mean, where can we move? And the thought of moving was like, I was like, no, we're not moving. Let's research how we fix this first. Like, there's got to be a solution to this. Well, we spent about 6 months trying different things, working directly with Infusionsoft, trying to get our open rates up. And then we were like, this is crazy. So again, Rhonda and the team dug in, they started doing a lot of research, and we pulled the trigger on moving to ActiveCampaign. And that was a big, big decision internally for us. And, you know, migrating all of our campaigns, all of that. The good news is a lot of email service providers will migrate you for free, or at least tell you how to do it or have a migration feature tool, if you will, that comes with their platform. But it was a process. It was a big, big decision to make the jump. Now, this is the part that is really important as it relates to this story. Guess what has happened now that we've made the jump? We've only been with ActiveCampaign about 30 days. So we're just really starting to get the true picture of how this is going to impact us. But now my emails are going into the primary folder, not the promotion folder. So our open rates have almost doubled because people are now getting our emails. So it has been a huge, huge benefit so far. And I'm super excited that hopefully we can continue to see the benefits of making this jump. On the other side of this, from the going from Confusionsoft to ActiveCampaign, the team is thrilled. I mean, they are like, this is so much easier. There's so much more functionality. I mean, they are just super excited. Now, Joseph, the guy I was telling you about, whose primary job was to just manage everything inside of Infusionsoft, he's like, okay, I've got a lot of free time. What else do you need me to do? So I'm like, yes. So it's been a huge win for us. Again, though, not to say I'm going to go through basically painting the picture of what the possibles are with a robust tool like ActiveCampaign, but there are others as well. So I'm going to again take you through what a great email service provider looks like. We are still working on a comparison chart. We almost had it finished. We had a small one of our team members that was working on the comparison chart for you guys had a small family emergency, so she said she'd get it done later. And I'm like, we'll make sure we get it to you guys. So I didn't want you to think that you know, you had to ActiveCampaign is the only option. But this is the truth of it. I really want you guys to hear me when I say this. You want a provider that's going to allow you to grow with your business. You know, go the way you want to grow is kind of the way I hope you will really embrace this concept, because moving is a pain in the patootie. It is. It's a hard thing to transition from one service provider to another, especially as you grow. When you're first getting started, it's not that big of a deal. If you have 100 people on your list and you want to migrate to a new service provider, no big deal, really. But once you get to a certain place with your list building, which you are going to get there, moving is a pain in the patootie, okay? So you want a provider that's going to grow with you. The core big things, and I'm going to dig into some of these more with more specificity, but what I have found when we did the research on this, most service providers Don't really jump in price across the board. Like most of them are very comparable at a baseline level price-wise. I mean, you can get started with ActiveCampaign for like $15 a month. You can get started with most service providers for a very small amount of money if your list is small to non-existent, right? It's just when your list starts to get bigger. Like if you have 50,000 people on your list, then you can comparison shop a little bit. But I think for the most of you, you're not there yet. Again, just looking at it from an apples to apples, most of the service providers are competitive across the board with pricing. The deliverability rate, though, can be very dramatically different. For example, one of the reasons that ActiveCampaign, I'll just share two stats with you. ActiveCampaign versus MailChimp. MailChimp focuses more on, and they have beautiful templates. I've always thought their templates were probably some of the best, but their deliverability rates are not as high as some of the other platforms. They don't really compare at all with ActiveCampaign, for example. So it just depends. Now that doesn't necessarily hold true 100%, but it is certainly something to consider when it goes back to, well, is my emails going to get into the inbox of my people, right? Because it's important, and not go to the spam folder or not go into the promotion folder. Other things that I think are important are the basic and the advanced automation features. Yes, you will get there even if you think you're not there yet. Again, choose based on the way you want to grow, not based on where you are right this minute. I really believe you need segmentation capabilities with your email service provider. You definitely want your templates to be mobile friendly, and you want them to have great customer service because you're going to need to pull that thread occasionally. If they have great help resources, or you can pick up the phone and call them and they're going to respond to you, that's super important. So those are the biggies. But let's take just a bird's eye view of what email marketing looks like. It is multifaceted, but it comes down to these core things like broadcast emails. Like those are what I call one-off emails, where you might want to send, just anything. It could be any type of a one-time email campaign. To anyone on your list, you could even segment if your list is segmented, you could send it to just a certain amount of people, but it's kind of a one-off email. Triggered emails are another. So triggered emails are based on purchases normally, or site visits is another, or even engagement. In other words, a customer takes or a prospect takes a specific action, and based on that action, automatic emails are sent based on that. And I'm going to give you some examples of that. Targeted emails are how you get the right emails to the right people. That's why segmentation is so very important. So if you wanted to send an email just to your buyers, you could do that. Email autoresponders are the core thing that we're going to be focused in on as we deliver your freebie and get your freebie set up to where your freebie is going to be automatically sent to the people that said yes to your freebie. Email funnels it's a way to help structure the way you sell, essentially, and automate the way you sell. So those are, you can leverage the power of your email service provider to set up email automation that turns like your prospects into or turns them in from an interested person to a purchased. Somebody says, yeah, I want that. And then scheduled emails, setting up your emails to where they go out at a specific time, that is like a godsend, especially if you're really going to key in on things and use a CRM feature to send emails like, target, knowing when your people have birthdays, for example. That you may not be collecting that information, but if you ever do, that's an opportunity, again, to automate that functionality. And it's just, again, something that can be done. personalizing your emails. Most email service providers allow for this feature where, you know, you get the emails all the time. Hey, Susie, or hey, Kim, or hey, Paula, you know, whatever your first name is, or whoever your that prospect is on the other side, somebody that's on your list, you want to make sure you say, you know, specify and personalize their your emails with their name. You can do a lot of other customization too, like their city. If you have that data point, you can do a lot. I mean, literally, there's so much personalization options in most all email service providers. You know, that personalized feature usually is there for most. Automation is absolutely your best friend, guys. You know, when I say usually automation is a dirty word, you know, when it comes to social media as a quick example, but automation when it comes to email and being smart with your automation is just it's just that smart, wicked smart. And setting it up and getting it automated is something that can make the difference in and not only warming your people up, but loving them up and ultimately converting them to a sale. So here's an example. If, you know, a customer adds items to a cart, maybe they go ahead and purchase and you send them an email that says thanks, right? And maybe send them whatever it is. If it's a digital product, you would send that in that thank you email. But if, let's say they say, you know, they abandon the cart, maybe the doorbell rings, or, you know, the phone or the dog barks, or, you know, 1,001 things could happen. And their attention is taken away from that moment when they're considering purchasing from you. So you would wait an hour automatically, like you're not sitting there like, oh, you know, it's been an hour, let me send them an email. No, this is all automated. And then you would send them an email and say, you know, you left some items in your cart. Are you still interested? It brings their attention back to the fact that they were considering making a purchase. So that's all automated if you set it up correctly. And again, you know, who wants to sit around? One, would you even know? Would you even know? Now let's go back to that. If you have no visibility into the fact that somebody put an item of yours into their shopping cart, well, you're not going to know. So how in the world would you even begin to follow up with them? You're not going to know who they are. But with some automation in place, you're going to identify who they are, and you're going to be able to roll either scenario forward in an automated way. They buy, you send them what they bought. If they don't buy, then you follow up with them. And it's all, like I say, totally automated. Automate your email follow-up. So let's say somebody visits your webpage, or contacts your page. You can wait an hour and send them an email interested in learning more about whatever it was. You can wait a day and then follow up with them again. So have you ever heard the term, the sale is in the follow-up? I think the relationship is in the follow-up too. And you know, people that have relationships with you or feel like you are connected to them and you see them are way more likely to purchase from you. So automating your email follow-up or your care factor in a authentic way just makes sense. And of course it does matter when it comes to selling. You can also find your most engaged contacts. Now, this is features of ActiveCampaign. Some other email service providers may have this. Definitely some of the lesser ones do not. Like MailChimp, I know, does not have a score system, to my knowledge. But in this particular case, like I say, I want to paint the possibles of some things that you can do with the right email service provider. So when a contact opens your email, ActiveCampaign adds a score, and you can assign the score to that particular person. And then, you know, once they get to like what, again, assign whatever number you want. But once they get to a score greater than 100, you can add a tag to that person and you know who your most engaged people are. So if somebody opens five emails and they click and they go to your blog post, boom, now you know that that person is super engaged with your content. And that is really important. You can work smarter, not harder. So again, I shared the abandoned cart campaign before, but this is really important when it comes to, you know, somebody put something in their shopping cart and, you know, if you keep following up with them, the chances of you converting that person to a sale, boom, so much higher than, again, not knowing who they are. Personalizing the customer journey. I think this is another really smart piece of the automation process. You know, if somebody has opened an email, do they open it? No, then, you know, send them a newsletter, or yes, have they made a purchase? No, yes. You know, in other words, it's a no yes scenario, and you can build out no yes scenarios for a lot of different things. Let me explain a couple of ways that I've done this successfully. I use my email list. I use my blog to send out value to my list. Every time I write a new blog, I send out an email and let them know, hey, this is why this is important to you, or why it might be important to you. Check it out. And if they open it, then boom, they get tagged. I know they opened it. If they don't open it, then a day later, then we will send out that same email with a different subject line. And so we'll get, maybe we have, you know, 15% of our list open it on day one. We'll get anywhere from 7 to 10% more on day two, just from that one simple strategy. And so many people don't take advantage of that opportunity to get, again, if you work that hard to get your content out into the world, getting it seen is the next piece of it. And then segmenting and marketing smarter. You know, you can choose all kinds of different options. You know, if somebody has visited or has not visited, or, you know, was referred from, or you can change these options, by the way. So if somebody has clicked, if they haven't clicked, and based off of those dynamics, how do you market to them smarter? So there's just all kinds of functionality. Let's talk about that process, because basically we've been talking about the process of the segmentation piece, right? So if somebody subscribes to your email, then you would want to send them a welcome email series. I call that a nurture sequence, which we're going to learn how to do that, by the way. We're going to get that set up while we're in this course. So you guys have that. Let's say they viewed an item on your website. You might want to send them an abandonment email. Maybe they put something in their cart, but they didn't proceed. Again, pop them into an abandoned cart campaign. Maybe they completed a purchase and, you know, they're going to need to get what they purchased. So you want to confirm that you've received their payment, and deliver whatever it is that they purchased. Maybe they haven't opened your emails in a few months. You know, then send them a re-engagement email campaign. There's so many things that you can leverage the power of segmentation for. These are, again, just a few ideas for you, but wanted to highlight that. So this is the picture. Without segmentation, you send the same emails to everyone. There's no way to really, you know, customize your content or customize your emails. Some people click and some people wonder why you're even emailing them, which, why does that happen? I mean, what happens when that scenario? So some people might click, open it, and then wonder, why is this even appropriate for them? When that happens, guess what? They unsubscribe. So you lose somebody because you're not customizing your marketing to them. Your email marketing may feel like a lot of work for a little return. Mm-hmm. Been there myself, done that. But with segmentation, you send each contact what they want to see, and or you nurture them based off of how they come into your list. And then people engage because you give them the right info, and then your marketing can feel more personal, and it's going to ultimately get you better results. So the nice thing about this is it's going to feel like, oh my gosh, am I doing all the pieces and parts on the front side? But once you get it set up, a lot of it will be automated. And that's the beauty of it. It's do the work on the front side so that you can reap the benefits on the back side. So now let's dig into CRMs and the sales automation piece a little bit more. I talked about the fact that an email list provider, some email list providers have CRMs built into them. Not all of them, but ActiveCampaign does have a CRM, and a CRM is just, again, it's a way to manage your customer relationships. So CRM stands for customer relationship management. There, yeah. Customer relationship management, but it's a way to really get profiles built out on your customers and that kind of thing. So here's a quick little video. As you can see now, and this is true for a lot of service providers, where you can see the actions they've taken as long as you have tagged them appropriately. And in this particular case, you can see, you know, they've received an email, they've opened an email. You can see things like, let me move this over. Hopefully you can't hear Sophie barking, but you can see, like, did they, like, we use it a lot. Let me give you a couple of examples. If somebody, says, hey, I didn't receive my login, or, you know, something of that nature, or did I, we need to know if they purchased something, or they'll reach out and say, like, let me go back to that one example. I don't have my login for blah, blah, blah. So the first thing the customer care team does is they go check to make sure that that person actually purchased what they said that they don't have, right? We can see all that conversation. We can see that they've gotten the email or not gotten the email, not opened the email. So let's say, for example, they haven't opened the email. And then we're like, okay, is that a viable email? So we can go back to that person who's requesting their email and confirm before we send them their login information. Hey, we sent your login information on this date. We noticed you haven't opened it. Is this still a good email address for you? Because as customer care is trying to solve this problem for them, if they haven't opened that email, then did they get it? And we want to make sure we solve the problem. So there's a lot of really clever things that you can do with a great CRM. ActiveCampaign does have a mobile app, so you can literally manage the conversations and send emails and everything right through your phone, which is kind of a clever little feature. You can see your sales. You can follow up with people, all kinds of cool stuff when it comes to, you know, managing the customer relationships within the tool itself or within the app itself. So let's talk about goals tracking real quick, because like we've talked a little bit about the fact that not all of your people have the same needs, and there's going to be varying things. Even though overall your business does something, right? But there's still going to be differences between the people who are attracted to you based off of what you do for them. When you attach goal tracking, it lets you see who's moving through your funnel and maybe where they drop off. And maybe you can all, this is really value-based information, because if they drop off at certain points, what's broke there? Is it what you're offering? Is it the look? Is it the button color? Is it, you know, what is it? Quick example. When we rolled out this course, we were, again, trying to do this fast and furiously, and we put out the first sales piece. We did the first webinar with a very basic sales page, very basic. All it really was a VSL, which is a video sales letter. For those of you who've gone through that VSL course, you know what that means. It was basically just a video, and the bonuses were directly underneath. And we looked at all the stats. We're like, why are there, you know, there's not as many sales as should be coming through. What's going on? Everything was working beautifully, and the conversions were beautiful right up to the place that they got to the sales page. And we're like, something's wrong with the sales page, obviously. So we went back and basically translated the video and built out a full sales page, because people weren't watching the video. And so they didn't know what was in it. So we were like we were probably 3/4 of the way through the campaign before we really started trying to figure out what was broke. And so that was a really good indicator at that point that the sales page was our problem. So goal tracking is super important. It can, you know, when you can see, like, for example, when your contacts take actions that you choose, you can move them to the right stage of the funnel. So if they say yes to this, then you can send them certain things. If they say no to something, you can, you know, give them a different path. You can see how you're performing with things. You can segment your users and take action based on things that they are choosing to do or not choosing to do. So it just makes smarter marketing, I guess, the best way to say it. You can also upsell and cross sell based on past purchases. So if you're, you know, tagging somebody that they've made a purchase, you can wait a week and then automatically send them an email to review your product for a discount on something else that might be the next thing, for example. So we're setting this up right now where when somebody purchases PDF to Profit, you know, we'll ask for a review and then we'll give them a discount on the VSL to Profit course. So that goes back to the automation and having that automatically produce in sales for you all the time. And this can all be done, again, from an automatic perspective. You know, automation's our friend is what I'm saying. Some service providers do also allow you to do some cool things when it comes to customer service. Here's a few things I wanted to point out that I know ActiveCampaign does. Based off of that score system that I shared with you before, you can see which customers are in danger of churning. Like, this is super important if you have things like membership platforms, you know, continuity things where people pay you on a monthly basis. If you can see that, you know, this month you have 50 people and, you know, next month you're looking at it and you're like, well, some of these people are not engaged. How do you reach out to those people and, you know, get them engaged, pull them back into the content or the group or whatever is really driving your continuity program? You can onboard new customers automatically as well. So, you know, when you have new users within the last few days or the last day, you can set this to whatever you want. You can send them a welcome email. You can save yourself time with some self-service automations. You know, maybe, and this is, again, these are very specific examples, but you can leverage this in so many different ways. So, you know, this is more of a, I would call a, this particular example is more geared towards somebody who has a, what's the word I'm looking for? Maybe a service provider. Maybe that's the best way of saying it. It could be some software or something like that, but they sign up for a new account, or maybe they just sign up for anything. You send them a new, especially membership driven things. So say sign up for something that is going to get them like a training course or something. You send them an email with their login information. You identify, you know, are they, what their plan is. And then you can end their automation or you can send them directly to a customer service opportunity. Again, using scoring to see who to focus on. Obviously, if somebody is unsubscribed from your emails, you are no longer at liberty at that point to reach out to them and say, hey, why did you unsubscribe? That's not an option anymore. But let's take a look at, like, you know, somebody who's submitted a form. They've obviously opted in. Would a personal outreach work? Is my nurture sequence going to be good enough? Maybe the person who's considering buying something, would it be smart to send a personal email? There's lots of things that you can do based off of the scoring. But this is a clever thing, and I don't know of any other tool right now that does this. So for those of you who are running Facebook ads or expect to run Facebook ads in the future, ActiveCampaign has a super interesting little feature that is very clever. It's a dynamic way for you connect it to your Facebook ad account, your ActiveCampaign account to your Facebook ad account, and it will, based off of how people are engaging Maybe somebody comes to your product page and you're pixeling them. So they're added to your audience, your custom audience inside of Facebook. And if somebody asks to be removed for some reason, they're removed from your Facebook pixel, or if they're removed from the Facebook audience as well, or based on their behavior. If you have a general Facebook custom audience and they have engaged with something specific and shown product interest in something specific, then you can ActiveCampaign will automatically move them to that new custom audience. So this is super clever. And like I say, it's all automated. It's all dynamically updated. So you don't have to do it yourself. You don't have to, like, for example, what we've done in the past is every few months, we'll download our email address and we'll re-upload it to Facebook, or and that'll be a new custom audience, right? And that'll be my email list subscribers. But now we no longer have to do that. It's all dynamic. Every time somebody subscribes to my list, they're added to the custom audience in Facebook. And if they unsubscribe, they're removed. That is so amazing. And likewise, if they showcase interest in a specific thing, we can create custom audiences based off of how they engage and interact with things on the website. So this is, again, a huge, huge thing. Love this little feature that ActiveCampaign has. And I don't know of any other tool that has this. Some other tools will allow you to track your Facebook ads, but they don't allow for the dynamic custom audience thing. Your audience care. Yeah, and I think this kind of sums this up a lot. Your audience cares about different things at each stage of the funnel and each stage of the customer journey as they engage and interact with you. So when you can add or remove people from a custom Facebook audience to make sure that you're always showing them the Facebook ad that they care about, then they're way more likely to engage with your ads, which makes your ad spend work for you instead of against you. You're not spending time trying to convert somebody via a Facebook ad when they're not interested. So this has huge impact, I think, for anybody who is using Facebook ads or considering using Facebook ads. And guys, this is huge. And I think most email service providers have this functionality, but I want to really key in on it. Because we have found that not all do, but I think most do. And I would say most that we are aware of have this capability. But being mobile friendly and making sure your landing pages are mobile friendly is an absolute must. And that is definitely going to be true if you're trying to build your landing pages on tools that are not, or WordPress sites that are not optimized for mobile. That's one of the nice things about using tools is normally they're already optimized for you and you don't have to figure it out on your own. All right. So homework. I want you guys to choose your own tool. Now, if you're interested based off of what I shared with you today, no obligation. Do not feel obligated to choose ActiveCampaign. We did do a ton of research before we chose ActiveCampaign, so I feel very comfortable recommending it. But if, again, you're using different things, that's totally fine. If you are more comfortable using another tool, there's, again, no obligation whatsoever to say, oh, yeah, I got to go use ActiveCampaign. Definitely not. But if you're interested, check it out at kimgarst.com/ActiveCampaign. You can start for as little as $15 a month. Like I said, most of these tools are very comparable from a monthly perspective, especially when you're first getting started. But then it becomes, if price is about the same, roughly, then what else do these tools have that maybe a competitor doesn't have that you can grow into? And I think that's where ActiveCampaign wins hands down. Against pretty much all the others. But again, that is your personal decision. I don't want to make that for you. I know we have some questions, so I'm going to dig into that real quick. So, I So some, I think, Lori, I think this is you, steeper learning curve for ActiveCampaign. We have not had that experience at all. In fact, but that said, we are coming from Confusionsoft to ActiveCampaign. So far, the team has been like just thrilled with ActiveCampaign and the ease of finding things. And I found when I was looking for like, I jumped in there several times and I was able to quickly find what I needed. It seems to be so much easier than what we have used in the past, but maybe again, it's through the lens of the fact that we are coming out of something that was pretty complex. Okay. So Kim is asking, the base price list on ActiveCampaign is $9.49 is the next step. Yes. So $9 is for the yearly, guys. So you could get your ActiveCampaign for as little as $9 a month if you pay for the entire year. If you want to pay monthly, it starts at $15. And they do have a 14-day free trial, I'm pretty sure, memory serves me right. The problem with MailChimp, so I'm going to give you a couple of red flags on MailChimp. My biggest concern with MailChimp has always been their terms of service is not user-friendly to home-based businesses. And if you haven't checked that out, you need to. Because I've seen, in fact, I've had three connections that I'm aware of lose their email address because they had a home-based business. So you definitely need to check that out. A lot of times they will key in on things like the get-rich-quick kind of stuff, network marketing, that kind of stuff. They're definitely not as robust, and they are coming along the side of the biggies now. And they do have more functionality than they ever have, but they're starting to charge for it. So there's nothing wrong with it. It's a great place to start, but there are a couple of red flags. So I just wanted to share my 2 cents on MailChimp. Paula says, which plan is the $15 plan? Paula, I'm pretty sure it's just the basic one. Hang on just a minute. Let me pull this up so that I'm telling you correctly. It is the light plan. And the light plan allows you to do unlimited sending. So you're not limited on your email send out. It has all the email functionality, email marketing functionality. You can send newsletters. It has the subscription forms, which means you can, you know, have your opt-in set up and all of that. Marketing automation is in that. The things that it doesn't include are things like the Facebook custom audience feature that I talked about at the end. But if you're not doing Facebook ads yet, then you can always upgrade at a future point in time. I'm trying to look for these asks. Okay, so Kim's asking, are all the features you're mentioning in ActiveCampaign available at the light price? I think I just talked about that, Kim. So a couple of things that are not, like I said, the Facebook custom audiences aren't there. The lead contact and scoring is not in the light program either. So if that's attractive to you, for some it won't be. You may not be there yet. If you have continuity programs, though, I would highly recommend that because it's a great way for you to see, you know, that feature. Let's see. There's a few things that are not included that I did mention, but most of the functionality that you're going to need is in that light plan. And like I say, you can always update. Paula says, are flowcharts of these email sequences available by you or ActiveCampaign? Yes, we are going to give you things that we're going to focus on is your email, your nurture sequence. And we're going to give you a template for that. And then you'll just have to plug it into ActiveCampaign. And that is a very simple process. We're going to walk you through that. You'll need to obviously update the templates, be in your tone, your voice, that kind of stuff. But yeah, we'll walk you through that, Paula. Making sure I'm getting all y'all's questions. So Kim asked, how do you research or know your own deliverability rate? That's such a great question. I think it depends on the service provider. Like one of the things that I have done when we were researching this is we researched, heavily researched the deliverability rates for the other service providers. And a lot of it was listening to other end users and seeing what they had to say about it. Because there's so many variables when it comes into the deliverability. One thing I totally forgot to tell y'all. Oh my gosh. Whoa, Nellie, why did I not have this in here? Oh, I'm so like, can't believe I forgot to tell you all this. One of the things that we are already loving when it comes to ActiveCampaign is they have a spam, what do they call it? It's basically a way that they go in and they look over your email and they give it a spam rating. There's the word, a spam rating before you ever send it. So, and there's other tools that have that too, like Infusionsoft had it, but we didn't feel like Infusionsoft was super good. It didn't work. So if it didn't work, it wasn't any good, right? But we have found that the one ActiveCampaign does seem to really work. But my point is there's so many variables that go into the deliverability rate. It could be the how many emails you send within a certain amount of time. It could be your subject line. It could be things that are in the body of your email. There's so much that goes into, you know, whether or not your email is going to get into somebody's inbox versus their spam, that could be totally different. So do some research, like whatever service provider you're using, type in, you know, name of your service provider plus, you know, deliverability rate. Look and listen, find out. But one of the best ways is just to take a look at your open rates. You know, if you're even and to test yourself, like add yourself to your own list and see where are your emails going? Are they landing in your inbox or are they landing in your spam folder? So that's another way for you to see where your emails are coming in at, is to leverage the power of your own emails. Like I have numerous emails that we use that are in different service providers so that we can see what's happening. Are we getting those emails? Are they coming into the spam or otherwise? I wouldn't go like hog wild with that strategy. You know, I'm not saying go sign up for like 15 different email service providers just to see what's happening. But do use your email address just personally on your list just to see what that looks like. Where is your emails coming in at? Great question. Paul S. says, do we need the CRM off the bat? Not necessarily. It depends. I think if you do things where you're trying to, you know, really nurture people, like if you have something that you're selling that's high end, I think the CRM would come in super handy. If the tool of choice that you choose has a CRM as just a part of the functionality, then leverage it. But you know, there's quite a few tools that don't have a CRM built into it. So again, it depends on if yours has it or doesn't. Kim says, in ActiveCampaign, if we start on light and then update, will they include any tracking from before the upgrade? Ooh, great question. The short answer is, I don't know, but I will find out, Kim. That is a really, really good question. My gut says they probably don't, but let me find out. The good news too with ActiveCampaign is we do have a very good working relationship with them, and we're actually working with them on a few things. So we have a direct line of contact, you know, communication with ActiveCampaign. So I'll find out about that. That's a really great question. Susie says MailChimp charges more as your list grows. Does ActiveCampaign too? All of them do, Susie. Yes. That's really the only huge differentiator that I found when it comes to choosing service providers based off of price. Like if you're just looking at service providers from a pure, like which one's the cheapest, then most of them are very comparable at a baseline. You know, if you're just getting started and you have less than 500 contacts, you'll find that almost all of the email service providers are less than $20 to get started. You know, maybe I think MailChimp is $9.99 or something like that. ActiveCampaign's 15. Some will go up to, I think some are 19, some 17, but for the most part, they're in the ballpark on pricing. But yes, they, your amount that you pay does go up based off of the amount of people on your list. And that's when, honestly, one of the things I've done, if your list is a little bit bigger, call them up. They will negotiate with you. Because that's what I've done. That's what I did with ActiveCampaign. I'm like, one, my list isn't even on y'all's scale. Like when it comes to trying to figure out what they were going to charge me, I'm like, okay, it doesn't go that far over. So yeah, I negotiated my rate with ActiveCampaign and with Infusionsoft. So that's another option for you. If, you know, if you get there. Okay, so Lori, I think this is you, girl. Does ActiveCampaign have nice templates, as you mentioned, for, you know, we haven't started using their templates. They do have templates, yes. Okay, so that's Sophie. I'm sure you probably hear her. She's excited. We're not beating her. I just want to share that. She, when she gets excited, she sounds like, So yeah, she's, I think somebody's home and she's just going crazy. But it does sound like sometimes we're beating her. All right. Trying to make sure I'm getting all of y'all's questions. Okay. So Lori, ActiveCampaign plugin for WordPress. Can you explain? I'm not quite sure what you're meaning by that. One thing that I think is super interesting, and I don't have it set up yet. I just was talking to Rhonda about this morning. We're fairly new to ActiveCampaign, but we're loving it. But one thing they do have if you're a Google Chrome user, they have a Google Chrome extension, and it allows you to see inside of your Gmail inbox people who are opening your emails. So like if, you know, I haven't used it yet, but that's another little interesting feature that I thought I'd mention. When you said plug-in, it made me wonder. I mean, wonder what you mean by that in that context, but I wanted to share that the Google extension thing too, because I think that's pretty cool. Marbeth, that I don't believe that ActiveCampaign does not do that. So a person can be segmented in multiple ways, tagged, if you will, in multiple ways, and they are not counted or duplicated, triplicated, quadruplicated. You know, it's one contact. They're just tagged in multiple ways. So you don't have to worry about that with ActiveCampaign. Oh, perfect. Thanks, Kim, for answering that. All right. Any last minute questions? So the goal today is, if you don't already have a list provider, is find the one that most suits your needs and sign up for it, because there is a little bit, that's a process, like, right? You got to figure it, go get it set up, make sure you play around with it a little bit, log in, find the features, you know, just get a little bit comfortable with the tool itself. Most of the tools, ActiveCampaigns in particular, is incredible. Their user knowledge base is amazing. But again, they've been around for a bit and they've identified the core things that people need to know and that kind of stuff. But that's true, frankly, for most of these email service providers. They do have great knowledge bases, I would assume. I don't know for everyone, but I know ActiveCampaign is really good. The Infusionsoft knowledge base, in my opinion, is jumbled out. There's so much different. What's the best way to describe it? It's a hot mess. Okay. That's best. There you go. I think it's a hot mess. They have evolved over, you know, periodically, but they haven't updated their knowledge base in all cases. And they've rebranded recently to Keep. And then they still have there's still a lot of people that are still active on the old platform, which is Infusionsoft. So it's just very confusing. Again, my two cents. All right. Well, like I say, guys, I hope you, like I say, do not feel obligated to use the one that I'm recommending and the one I'm using, but
we did do a ton of research on these beforehand, before I pulled the trigger to make the move, because it's a big deal to move service providers with the list and the campaigns that we had. Is how are we going to, you know, the thoughts of that and the workload was just overwhelming. So we're like, if we're going to do this, it has to be worth it. And so far, we're super pleased. But if you're already have a service provider, you're happy with it, you feel it does everything that you're going to need, not only now, but in the next 6 months to a year, even 2 years, you definitely need to look at that and think forward. It will be so much easier to make the jump now than it will be once you get to a place where you've got a list size that and or campaigns built out in a tool that is not as functional as you need it to be. So think about the way you want to grow and then, you know, make the decision from there, because most of these tools are very comparable price-wise. So pick one that's robust enough for you to grow with. All right. All right. Well, take care of yourselves, guys. God bless and stay safe.